Chuck Sambuccino is in the studio with me tonight. He's an author. His books include Red Dog, Blue Dog, When Pooches Get Political, and How to Survive a Garden Gnome Attack, as well as someone who offers a great deal of support to authors through the books he edits and compiles for Writer's Digest. Tonight we're going to talk about two of these. They are Children's Writers and Illustrators Market and The Guide to Literary Agents. Chuck, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
I do want to start by saying that these guides are amazingly comprehensive and must involve a great deal of research. So at the very least, has to save a prospective author a lot of time. Let's look first at the Children's Writers and Illustrators Market, because it's interesting to note that you are a published author, but I understand you're also in the process of publishing a children's book. So you're going through this, you're walking your talk, so to speak.
Something like that. Well, first of all, just to back up for 1 minute, the first thing you need to know about these books that Barb introduced is that if you're going to seek out these resources to help you along your journey, you want to seek out the 2014 editions, because there's a lot of editions out there in the library and some used bookstores and so forth. But the new editions that we're talking about and promoting today are the 2014 editions. To answer Barb's question, I think what makes me a good teacher in the writing world and why I get invited to speak at a lot of conferences around the country is because, like she said, I do walk the walk. So I've had several books published through my literary agent, and that's helped me understand the process and be a better advocate and be a better mentor to writers to explain this is what you need to do, this is what you're going to go through, this is what agents are looking for, etc. And right now, I just recently got my third agent for my kids' book, and we are trying to get that book published right now. So you're right. Going through the process, I guess in any field, including writing, just gives you a great perspective on things.
And if you would, give us an overview of this Children's Writers and Illustrators Market. It's packed with many things, but there's both factual as well as, if you will, anecdotal, subjective information in it. So hit some of the highlights for us.
Primarily, the book is basically a yellow pages for anybody who has written or illustrated a book for children. Now, to define what that means, typically, a lot of the people who come and buy the book have written picture books for children. Beyond that, it also caters to people who have written chapter books, middle grade novels, young adult novels, and anybody who has illustrated for anything along these lines, children's magazines, children's picture books. Because sometimes people hear kids' books and they think, oh, you mean picture books for little youngsters and babies. But yes, that's just part of it. The book also speaks to young adult novels like Twilight, Harry Potter, and middle grade novels, something like Captain Underpants or something like that. It's something silly. So it speaks to all those realms. So about two-thirds of the book or three-quarters of it is a yellow pages. It's like, okay, here are all the literary agents who are looking for writers and illustrators of kids' book. Here are all the publishers. Here are all the magazines. Here are all the conferences. Here's how to contact them. Here's what they're looking for right now. Here's their email address and so forth. But what Barb is talking about is at the beginning, we give a lot of instruction on this is how to write this. This is how to write good books. This is how to write a query letter and contact an agent. This is how to sell your illustrations. And that is more instructional. And you have kind of how-to stuff, but you also have a lot of people who have gone through the process and can speak anecdotally about how they got published. You can hear, you know, instructions given straight to you, but you can also see the journeys of others who have made it. And it depends on how you learn best. And one of the ways hopefully will help you.
One of the literary agent's best advice was to professionalize your submission. And this book would go certainly a long way in terms of helping an author do that. Another was don't hold back on your passion. Very different advice, but put those two together, and I think you have a pretty winning combination.
If I had to try and explain what those almost contradictory, helpful terms mean, I would say when they say follow your passion, I think that means for the novel itself, for the book itself. If you really have a passion writing science fiction for middle graders, that's great. That's what you should do. You shouldn't try to write what's hot. You shouldn't try to write what you think will sell. You shouldn't try to write something out of your comfort zone. If that is your passion, that's what you should do, even if it's going to be a difficult journey, even if it's going to be a long book. Follow your passion in that route. That said, once the novel or the book or the illustrations is done, when you are reaching out to editors and you're reaching out to agents and you're trying to get them to represent you and to buy your book and to promote your book, that's when you have to turn into Mr. Professional. You don't crack a lot of jokes in the correspondence. You don't just send them something and say, hey, I'm an illustrator, check out my website, and then paste a hyperlink or something like that. That's when you have to turn into a professional. So there's a place for passion in the writing world, and there's a place for business professionalism? That's a great question.
You have a book in process now. So I think this is your first child. So did he or she inspire it? But tell us a little bit about going through that process with a children's book. And were there any surprises, and or what stood you in really good stead from this guide?
One of the biggest pieces of advice that my guides give and the Writer's Digest tries to give, and just in general, is just you have to keep up at it. You have to keep going. And so this idea for this children's book that me and my agent are trying to get published was actually came about in 2008. Me and a co-writer worked on it for a little while. We kind of ran into a wall with it, and so we gave up on it. But here it was 5 years later now, 2013, and I thought, you know, I've learned so much. I've made so many contacts, and I've been visual in the publishing world, and I've raised my platform. Shouldn't we give this another try? And we did, and that's when we were able to sell it. So it was great. For me, my daughter Geneva is a little bit too young to appreciate books. She's only 12 months. And so I hadn't really learned too much from the book writing world, like reading books to her, but I had learned a little bit about the book selling world. And meanwhile, I had my co-writer. She's a mother of three. And so that's another good tip here and another good writing principle as we kind of reach into more general advice is you don't have to go it alone. You can always team with other co-writers. You can get your work critiqued by other writers. You can guest blog on other writers' sites. There's different ways for everybody to work together.
I am thinking that it must be interesting to have gone through this process pre-child and post-child. And I'm wondering, because your other books were for adults,
yeah.
Do you see yourself now as doing more children's books, or are you just open to?
That's a great question. And it's basically, in terms of me writing books moving forward, it's wherever the ideas come about. And I never really saw myself as a picture book writer, but we just had a dynamite idea. And I said, I would love to have seen this book when I was a child. I would love to read it to my own child. And that's kind of always the impetus for what starts to write a book.
Well, it's really wonderful to have you here tonight, because I'm sure there are a lot of prospective writers out there, or people who are already, and we'll find a lot of helpful information here. Just tell us briefly, how long does it take to compile something like this?
These books, The Guide to Literary Agents and the other market books, they're all kind of sister market books, with the most famous one being The Writer's Market, which has been around since the 20s. It takes about 6 to 8 months to compile all the information, because what we do is we contact all these agencies and publishers and magazines and newspapers and so forth, anything you would consider a market for your writing, and they have to reply back with the updates to their own information. And then we have to make the information changes in our database and then put it into a book, and we have to get the articles and so forth. So that's what I was saying, is these market books that Writer's Digest and Writer's Market puts out, they're released every year. And if you're going to seek out one, always try to get the most current edition, just for common sense reasons. It's going to be the best. And right now, just came out in September, would be the 2014 editions.
By comparison, tell us about, just generally, how long the process takes from beginning to write the book to the time it gets published, because that's usually a pretty big window of time, as I recall.
Well, first of all, this whole interview has been talking about traditional publishing. If you want to self-publish it, that's another conversation for another day, and you could probably get it out within a week. But if you want to get an agent, and the agent sells it to an editor, and they pay you money, and you get royalties, and the whole thing you would think about is quote-unquote traditional publishing, it takes anywhere from a year to 2 years. So if you were just finishing your novel now and you wanted to get an agent and sell your book, you should plan on that book probably coming out, provided everything were to go well, in fall 15. And I know that seems like a long time, but ultimately it's a slow process. And the truth is, you will probably be well into your next book or other book when that comes out. And that's a good thing, because you want to keep writing while you're promoting and keep having books that come out.
Thanks so much for creating these two really helpful guides and for visiting with us tonight. We will hope to see you back here when that children's book gets published.
Oh, excellent.
I've been talking with Chuck Sambuccino, editor of Children's Writers and Illustrators Market and The Guide to Literary Agents. You'll find more information at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.